Mogatza, moga karmano, moga gyana vidyeta saha, rakshasima surinchaiva, prakriti mohin sritaha, mahatmana stumam parta, devim prakriti sritaha.
Act 2, The Killing of Sankha Chuda. Scene 2. Kundalata, walking about, says, "Here comes Radha with Jatila, Lalita, and Vishaka." As previously described, Radha enters. Radha, speaking aside, says, "O heart, don't be aroused. You will not see your beloved here." Kundalata says, "O Radha, it is certainly very auspicious that you have met us this morning." Jatila, with anger, says, "O restless girl, do not say Radha, Radha. Krishna will hear you and will come here." Lalita, with a smile, says, "Well said, noble lady." Jatila says, "Lalita, I will go ahead to anoint the sun god's temple," and she walks ahead. Radha says, "Kundalata, perhaps you know. Do you know where your cousin, who is very difficult for girls like me to ever see, is now staying, or where he is enjoying pastimes?" Kundalata answers, "Greedy girl, day and night you enjoy transcendental pastimes with him, and still you long to see him again?" Radha states, "Enough with all these jokes. You were all very fortunate because you were able, without any stopping, again and again to drink with your eyes the wonderful flood of nectar that is Krishna. As for me, because I have not performed even the slightest trace of any pious activity, it is very difficult for me to even hear about Krishna." Kundalata says, "Radha, your words are like the thirst of those drowning in an ocean of nectar." Radha says, "O girl who cannot understand the sufferings of others, this one time tell me the truth. Is it not a fortunate moment when I am able to briefly see Krishna in a dream? What is the use of longing for the unattainable? O Kundalata, be kind, be kind, be kind, be kind. Place on this unhappy, unfortunate person a sidelong glance from the same left eye you used to drink the nectar moonlight of Krishna." Kundalata, glancing as if jealous, "What is the use of talking to you, a girl chasing another man?" She runs ahead and approaches Jatila. "Noble lady, why did you not arrange in advance for a brahmana to perform the worship ceremony of the sun god?" Jatila replies, "Child, you speak what is right. Please be kind and fetch one expert brahman." Kundalata states, "As the noble lady speaks, so I shall act." And then she exits. Lalita says, "Radha, look. The noble lady Jatila has anointed the temple. Bow down before the deity of the sun god." Radha, bowing down to the deity of the sun god, says, "O Lord, please grant my desire." Dressed as a brahmin and followed by Madhumangal and Kundalata, Krishna enters. Krishna secretly glances at Radha, and he says, "Srimati Radharani is the Ganges in which the elephant of my mind enjoys pastimes. She is the shining of the full autumn moon for the Chakora bird of my eyes. She is the dazzling ornament, the bright and beautiful arrangement of stars on the border of the sky of my chest. Now today I have gained Srimati Radharani because of the highly elevated state of my mind." Radha, from afar momentarily glancing at Krishna, whispers, "My dear friend, who is this fearless young man? He is as bright as the lightning cloud, and he wanders in his pastimes like a maddened elephant. From where has he come to Vrindavan? Alas, by his restless movements and attractive glances, he is plundering from the vault of my heart the treasure of my patience." Looking again, she says, "Alas, alas, I have become mad. Mad! Lalita, look, look! When I look at this brahmachari, my heart becomes wounded, devastated. The only atonement for this great sin is for me to enter a blazing fire." Lalita says, Ah, you speak the truth. His complexion is like Krishna's. That has bewildered you. Radha looks again and she says in Sanskrit, Friend, this person must be Krishna disguised as a Brahmin. Otherwise, why would my heart melt with love? As only moonlight and nothing else makes Chandrakanta jewels melt, so only Krishna makes my heart melt with love. Vishakha says, Ah, you give sweet advice. This is Krishna. Kundalata says, Noble Jatila, look, here are two Brahmanas learned in the scriptures. Madhu Mangal states, O Jatila, I am expert in the worship of the sun god. First, however, you must pay me in Kundaladu Kandis. Jatila says, O fickle Brahmana, you are Krishna's friend. Go away. This handsome, dark-complexioned brahmachari will direct the girl's worship of the sun god. Krishna says, O elderly gopi, this wicked gopa prince Krishna is notorious in the city. Is it possible for a brahmana to be his friend? The right thing is to throw him, Madhu Mangal, who is his friend, out. Jatila says, O noble boy, please begin the ceremony at once. Please now offer Argya water to the sun god. Krishna, embracing Radharani with a sidelong glance, says, Beautiful, auspicious girl, what is your name? Jatila, speaking in Krishna's ear, says, Don't talk in this way. Krishna, as if surprised, says, Indeed, she's very pious. Her chaste devotion to her husband is famous. Jatila says, The good reputation of Gokula is protected by my girl Radha alone. Krishna says, O chaste girl, take a copper bowl and I shall chant a mantra. Radha trembles as she follows the instruction. Krishna says, O worshipable sun god, I humbly worship you. O moving eye that nourishes those beneath you, please grant the treasure of your bending sidelong glance to this poor person. I offer my respectful obeisances to you. Note, if the word Nibritam is interpreted to mean in a secluded place, Radhe is interpreted to mean O Radha, Adara to mean lips, and Chapale to mean restless yearnings, the verse reveals the following hidden meaning. O Radha, whom I worship in a secluded place, O girl whose eyes are restless, O girl whose lips make me restless with desire, please grant the treasure of your crooked sidelong glance to this poor person. O Radha, splendid as the sun, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. Jatila says, Kundalata, what kind of never-before-heard mantra does this brahmachari recite? Madhu Mangal, laughing out loud, says, O elderly lady, considered intelligent among the coward women, you may know about the riri songs of the gopis, but what do you know about our Vedas? Listen, this mantra which brings auspiciousness to young girls is found in the third chapter of the Kusumesavi Saka of the Veda. Note, Kusumesu is the name of Kamadeva. The word Kusumesavi Saka may be interpreted to mean Kamadeva's book of amorous pastimes. Everyone smiles. Jatila, embarrassed, says, So be it. Please nicely worship the sun god so that my son may become master of millions of cows. Krishna says, O fortunate girl, now that you have worshipped the deity, you should offer Argya water to the sun planet shining in the sky. Radha is very reverential at this point. Note, if the word Ambara is interpreted to mean garments, and if Gada Muda Rajiva Bandave is divided, Gadam Udara Jiva Bandave, the following hidden meaning is revealed. O fortunate girl, now that you have worshipped the deity, you may worship your noble life's friend who stands before you dressed in glittering yellow garments. Kundalata in Sanskrit says, The sun is now in the sign Virgo. Now you should offer him wonderful Argya water with a beautiful blossoming blue lotus flower. Radha glances at Krishna from the corner of her eyes. Note, if the word Kanya is interpreted to mean young girls, Rase to mean of a multitude, Upabhogam enjoyment, Mitraya friend, and Smita smile, the verse reveals the following hidden meaning. Your friend, who is expert at enjoying amorous pastimes with many young girls, now stands before you. Now you should offer him wonderful argue with the beautiful blossoming lotus of your smile. Krishna says, Oh, beautiful girl, the worship of the sun god has ended well. Now you should please your worshipable deity by offering him a handful of red Sumana flowers. Radha offers a handful of Banduka flowers. Madhumangal says, Jatila, sweet candies cooked in ghee should now be given as an offering to the priests. We have carefully recited the mantras without making any mistakes. Krishna says, Hungry talkative brahmachari, stop. The friendship of the residents of Gokula is sufficient payment for me. Jatila says happily, O king of the brahmacharis, come to my house and there you may enjoy a delicious feast I will give to the brahmanas. After that, I will give you my jeweled ring. Madhumangal says happily, O noble lady, because you wish to offer a delicious feast to the brahmanas, I bless you that you will become the mother of many sons. Krishna says, O elderly lady, please feed this brahmachari. I will go to Purnamasi and tell her what my spiritual master, Gargamuni, told me. Kundalata says, What was that? Krishna says, Mother Purnamasi, your beloved Radha, the daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, is now in grave danger of being filled with doubt. She should be protected by chanting demon-killing mantras under a kalpa taru tree. Kundalata, as if concealing her anguish, O noble lady, by good fortune, a kalpa taru tree is right here within the range of our sight. Please go. Feed this brahmachari and then send Purnamasi back. We will wait here for a while and guard this disciple of Gargamuni. Jatila exits with the brahmachari Madhumangal. Kundalata, smiling, says, Radha, I have now fulfilled your difficult-to-attain request. If you like, you may now reward me for this service. Radha replies with a crooked glance, Kundalata, what is this request of mine? Kundalata says, Why do you frown? I speak of your successful worship of the sun god. Krishna says, Kundalata, make this girl give me dakshin, that is priestly donation for performing the worship of the sun god. Note, if the word Padmini is interpreted to mean the goddess of fortune, the statement reveals the following hidden meaning. Kundalata, make this girl give me the priestly reward of her touch. By touching me, she will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the beloved husband of the goddess of fortune. Kundalata says, O Radha, this priest is expert in the worship of the sun god. You should satisfy him with the proper dakshin. Note, if the word rai is interpreted to mean amorous pastimes, the statement reveals the following hidden meaning. O Radha, this priest is very expert in amorous pastimes. You should satisfy him with the proper dakshin. Vishaka, smiling, said, Kundalata, you are very expert in rewarding priests. You should give the dakshin. After all, it is you who called your own expert cousin here to be the priest. Valeta said, Vishaka, Kundalata, who knows the process of worship, has already given dakshin to the priest. Krishna says, Lalita, this girl is my cousin whom I should worship. I cannot be her priest. Radha says, O Lalita, the worship ceremony was very well done. Why do you all linger here? Krishna says, Radha's company brings me a festival of happiness. It is like a playfully waxing moon that appears before my eyes and awakens my desire for amorous pastimes. A voice from behind the scenes says, O lotus-eyed Krishna, it is very hard to do when you are so far away. Krishna, anxiously in a loud voice, replies, Hello? What is hard to do? Again, the voice from behind the scenes says, Even though the coward boys have worked very hard searching for the cows. Krishna says, Lalita, while I search for the cows, please have my beloved Radha wait on her jewel throne. He exits. Lalita says, Go now with quickly moving feet. Radha says, Lalita, have mercy on me. I am very anxious and unhappy. In Sanskrit, she says, The sun is almost set. My superiors must be suspicious of what I am doing. There will be a great scandal. I am an honest girl from a respectable family. Your friend is fickle and restless. He is friendly to all the gopis. Oh, my friend, I humbly beg you, please do not take me to a secluded place. Kundalata says, Radha, I know your vow of chastity has not been broken. Who cares what others think? Vishakha says, with love mixed with jealousy, Oh, Kundalata, what other girl is as attracted as you are by the sound of Krishna's flute at morning, noon, and night? Kundalata, with a joking smile, replies, Because I am so compassionate, generous, and pure-hearted, I shall now give you hundreds of blessings. I bless you that your vow of chastity will remain forever unbroken, and I bless you that even if your ears are filled with the sweetness of Krishna's flute music, your heart will never for a moment abandon its peaceful composure. They all go to the Kalpadruma tree. Krishna enters, singing her hunter's music and spreading the hunter's net of waves of her crooked sidelong glances, doe-eyed Radha has trapped the deer of my heart. Radha hiding says, Kundalata, look at the good fortune of Krishna's Gunja necklace. In Sanskrit she says, O Gunja necklace, although the world knows that your body is very hard, although dry tastelessness is hidden within you, and although your face bears the fault of dark blackness, still you enjoy pastimes on the chest of Lord Krishna. What fault will love not cover? Kundalata says in a low voice, Radha, where is there hardness like that of the two hard jewels of your unfortunate breasts? A voice from behind the scenes says, All glories to the unprecedented beautiful star named Radha, which shines in the sky of the chest of Lord Krishna, the crusher of the demons, defeats the necklace of other stars, and with its effulgence eclipses the splendid sun and moon. Kundalata, looking behind the scenes, says, O Brinda, because you describe the eclipse of the sun and moon in this way, you do not know the real glory of this star, which is more powerful than even the moon Krishna, who is the master of hosts of stars and has defeated millions of suns. Note, Kundalata has slipped Chandravali's name, Chanda Ali Na Dasa, into her words. Two gopi friends say, O tricky girl, your smiling and laughter is all useless. Why do you embarrass your dear friend Radha in this way? Kundalata in Sanskrit says, O friend, abandon the shyness and enter the forest grove. All auspiciousness to you. Fight in Kamadeva's battlefield. When the sun rises in the morning, your friends will sing the glories of your victory in the presence of Lord Krishna. Krishna, smiling, says, In this world, when thirsty people drink a cool, sweet nectar, all their thirst becomes vanquished. What is this flood of nectar beauty flowing from the moon of Radha's face? When one drinks this nectar, his thirst increases at every moment. Radha, hiding, says in Sanskrit, O restless-eyed friend, as long as Krishna's lotus face with its blossoming cheeks decorated with swinging shark-shaped earrings is not far away from my eyes, in my heart I am afraid of my superiors. And in my mind rises concern for the good reputation of my family. Kundalata says, All handsome Krishna, please install Radha on this jeweled throne. And Krishna does that. Lalita says, Stop tinkling the Sankachuta bracelets. Someone may guess that we are here. Sankachuta enters and hides amongst the vines. This girl on the jeweled throne looks like the girl described by Govardhan Mala. I know that now is my chance. Now I will do my work. He stands in the forest grove. Krishna says, Beloved, please decorate the sapphire chair of my lap for a moment. Radha replies, O Prince of Gokula, this is not proper for respectable girls and for the best of men such as you. This breaks the rules of religion. A voice from behind the scenes says, Oh, granddaughter Radha, where have you gone for such a long time? Krishna says, Kundalata, why is Mukra complaining? Kundalata laughs and says, O charming Krishna, of what importance is the poverty of old ladies complaining to a person like you, an amorous hero who, enjoying pastimes in the forest groves, makes waves of playful sidelong glances? Mukura enters, and she looks at Radha and Krishna before her, and she says to herself, "Oh, a great misfortune! Why has this Kalpalata creeper abandoned a sandal tree to rest on this castor oil plant?" And openly she says, "My child, you've become a pet doe for this crest jewel of Devachi's." Lalita, playing a trick, says, "Noble lady, look, this Krishna has tricked us and is making fun of us." Mukura replies, "Devachi, stop, stop." And Krishna aside says, "This old lady is very harsh. For this reason, I will now hide." And he does that. Mukura angrily says, "Lalita, chase him. Chase the rascal." Lalita says, "Aha, why do you flee?" Mukura, running ahead, she reaches the grove. In a menacing tone, she says, "By good luck, we have caught you, O snake that attacks the does of the gopis. By good luck, we have caught you." Krishna, frightened, says to himself, "How will this almost blind old lady see me in this dense darkness?" Mukura repeatedly turns her head, looking everywhere. Krishna says to himself, "The old lady has seen a flower floating in the sky." Mukura says, "Ah, it is very dark." Then Krishna smiles. Mukura, going to another place, says, "Aha, now we've got you." Looking again, she becomes frightened. "Oh, rascal, Purnamasi spoke the truth when she said you could assume many forms like those of Nrisingha and Baraha. You have now assumed the form of this terrifying demon as brilliant as the sun. This form frightens me." Sankachuta says, "By good luck, I have escaped the gaze of that boy who is the personification of all-powerful heroes." And he slips away. All the gopis, seeing the demon, they become frightened. They say, "Noble lady, save us, save us." Mukura angrily says, "Dark Krishna, this is not right." Lalita says, "Fool, do you think this terrible demon is Krishna in disguise?" Sankachuta says, "Now in order to fulfill the unfulfilled desire of my dear friend King Kansa, I will grab the hair of the lotus-like girl on this throne and drag her away." And he does that and exits with Radha. All the gopis, being perplexed, say, "Oh Krishna, where are you?" Krishna leaves the grove and laments, "Eager with hundreds of desires, I brought you to this place deep in Vrindavan forest, filled with the sweet fragrances of this full moon autumn night. Oh beautiful one, why has cruel fate, appearing as this tricky demon Sankachuta, now carried you far away?" Angrily walking about, he says, "Noble lady, don't fear, I will rescue her." Mukura, being very fearful, says, "O moon-faced boy, may victory attend you." Krishna, with chivalrous pride, says, "Wicked demon offensive to Sri Radha, I feel great pain because I cannot spend eternity torturing you. The wicked black knight of death now chases you, covering you with all its limbs. How will I torture you forever if you merely die?" He then exits. Kundalata says, "Lalita, look, look. Sankachuta has abandoned Radha and now he is going to fight with Krishna." A voice from behind the scene says, "What is child Krishna as handsome as Kamadev and delicate as a new sprout on a tamal tree in comparison to this degraded Yaksha giant, whose arms are like palm trees and whose chest is like a mountainside? Alas, Krishna does not even have an expert friend to help him. O Queen of Raja Yashoda, we cannot know how you must be suffering now." Hearing this, everyone becomes overcome with grief. Pulling the curtain aside, Purnamasi hurriedly enters. Purnamasi says, "Dorda Lalita, don't be unhappy. Know that this demon is a spark soon to be extinguished." A voice from behind the scenes says, "With the chivalrous strength of his arms, powerful Krishna attacked the hideous form of the Sankachuta demon, who has fearsome curling fangs in his horrible mouth. In the middle of the forest, Krishna, who wears a peacock feather in his hair, struck Sankachuta with millions of blows, killed him, and took from his crown a jewel as effulgent as the sun. Purnamasi said, on the pretext of pulling out the jewel, Lord Krishna fortunately pulled out Sankachuta's life. Today there will be certainly a great feast for the starving jackals of Vrindavan Forest. Looking again, she becomes delighted. Look, look! The demon has lost his protection. Now he has accepted his death. Again a voice from behind the scenes says, with his fist, lotus-eyed Lord Krishna playfully struck the sinful-hearted Yaksha and forcibly took from him the treasure of his life breath. Purnamasi, looking ahead, becomes very blissful, and she says, Krishna, who ferociously attacked the demon and angrily threw its crown to the ground and was praised by the demigods, showering flowers, delights our eyes. Vishakha says, noble lady, look, Balaram and all of Krishna's friends have now come here. Purnamasi says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has now given the beautiful regal jewel to Balaram. Lalita says, look, after sending his friends away, Krishna now alone approaches Radha. Purnamasi says, O beautiful one, look, look. His face glistening with perspiration and his peacock feather crown moving in the breeze, Krishna now finds himself embraced by frightened Radha. Krishna enters as described and says, with eyes restless with fear, Radha called out in distress, O Govinda, Krishna, O Prince of Gokul, whose eyes rebuked the lotus flowers in the Yamuna, please protect me. Please quickly protect me. I shall not forget the way she was then. Purnamasi, walking, says, O son of Yashoda, you have now removed the arrow of sufferings in my heart. She embraces Radha and Krishna. Mukura, with both hands wiping the perspiration from Krishna's brow, says, by the will of Providence, O hero, you have protected beautiful Radha. Madhumangal enters and says, O dear friend, Balaram has now given the regal jewel to Radha. Krishna says, it is as good as the Kastuba jewel. It is the best of jewels. It is proper that it be placed in Radha's necklace. Lalita says, it will be done as you have said. Krishna says, come, let us please my parents with the news of this victory over a demon. And he exits, and all exit.